Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Boys basketball game. We are at Kokomo Memorial Gymnasium right here in Kokomo, Indiana. Tonight's game features the Tipton Blue Devils and the Kokomo Wildcats. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. They're shooting around the perimeter right now. We'll mention not all Kokomo's taking shots right now. Some of them are stretching out near the center line. Blue Devils are at the other end. They're wearing the blue and white striped pants. Look pretty festive for the atmosphere. 7:10 left on the pregame clock. First game was decided by Kokomo. Kokomo won the JV contest 55-49. It was a good one. It was tied up at the end of the third quarter, 34-34. We thank you for tuning in. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard at the Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils gym size back home, 3,050. They have a school enrollment of 505. They're class 2A, sectional 39. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional this year will be played at Tipton High School. We'll talk about the contenders right there in the sectionals. We got Madison Grant. Madison Grant currently 8 wins, 5 losses. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 10-3, followed up by Taylor. Taylor at 6-6. Taylor was supposed to play tonight against Lewis Cass. That was going to be at Cass High School. That game is postponed. Sheridan Blackhawks also in sectional 39. They're currently 4-10. Eastbrook Panthers, they're 7-5, and the Blackford Bruins are 2-9. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. I just saw him a few minutes ago. We'll mention the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll let you know Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them on the website at PistonAthletics.com. They wear the collars blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference presently stacked up like this. There are 10 members. They have an East and a West. In the East Division, at the top, it's Western. Western Panthers are 3-0 in the East. They are 11-3 overall. Followed up by the Tipton Blue Devils. They're 2-1 in the East. They're 10-3 overall. Hamilton Heights in third place. Presently, they're 2-1. 6-6 overall. And that number four position is Lewis Cass. They're 0-2. They're 6-5 overall. Rounding up the East Division is Northwestern. They're 0-3. They're 4-7 overall. In the West Division, it stacks up like this. Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes at the top, they're 2-0, 7-5 overall. Second position is Central Catholic. They're 1-0, 8-4 overall. Benton Central at number 3, they're 1-1, 8-5 overall. Prince Alier Central, they're 1-2, 5-7 overall. Followed up by West Lafayette, they're 0-2, they're 2-10. Overall, again, we'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 10 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're 2-1 in the Hoosier East. Offensive output per game average. This is an average. Blue Devils scoring 66.6 per game. They're giving up defensively an average of 52.6. The head coach for the Blue Devils is Coach Cliff Hawkins. Coach Hawkins is currently 39-22 at Tipton High School, working in year number 3. Overall, he's a 41st year coach, 41st year in the making right now, 536 wins, 381 losses. He's been several places, Center Grove, he's been there, he's been to Delta High School, he's now the Tipton Blue Devil. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils. Going to happen next Friday night. That'll be the 28th of January the Tipton Blue Devils will travel 8 miles to the south. They'll do battle with the Hamilton Heights Huskies. That'll be an East Division matchup. We'll mention 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Kokomo Wildcats. The Wildcats gym size right here, they got it down to 5203, 5,203. It looked beautiful. Took a video a while ago. The school was founded in 1872. School enrollment for Kokomo High School is 1,630. They're class 4A, sectional 7. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Logan Sport High School. In their sectional is Harrison. That's out of West Lafayette. The Harrison Raiders, currently 8 wins, 5 losses. Kokomo, they're currently 10 wins, 5 losses. Followed up by Lafayette Jet, they're 11-4. Marion High School, 5-7. Logan Sport, they're 2-11. Followed up by McCutcheon at 4-8. And don't forget, McCutcheon, Rob Fennessy, get that game winner for IU. He's out of McCutcheon High School. We'll mention the principal at Kokomo Wildcat High School is Angela Blessing. The athletic director is Nick Sale. The athletic secretary is Missy Newton. They were most instrumental for putting me in sports. Athletic department, wonderful, here at Kokomo. Kokomo High School is located, this is the high school located, at 2501 South Berkeley Road. That's in Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. You can reach them by telephone, 765-455-8040. You can reach them on the web at KokomoAthletics.com. On Twitter, at KHS_AG. They wear the colors red and blue. We'll mention the North Central Conference is where they belong. Clock rolling down. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll mention in the North Central Conference. At the top, it's Anderson, 4-0, 12-2. Arsenal Tech, 4-1, 14-2. Kokomo, 4-1, 10-5. Harrison, 3-2, 8-5. Lafayette Jeff, 2-3, 11-4. Marion, 2-3, 5-7. Richmond, 1-3, 6-9. McCutcheon, 1-3, 4-8. Muncie Central, 1-3, 2-7. And Logan Sport, 0-3, 2-11. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. That's the Kokomo High School Band. They're in the upper balcony. Sounded marvelous. We're getting ready for the national, I should say, the starting lineup. We'll see when that takes place. We've got some notes here. We're going to talk about the Hoosier Conference. We're also going to talk about the North Central Conference. We'll mention games happening tonight and games that did happen last night in the conference. But first, we're going to talk about the starting lineup. We'll let you know, the Tipton Tribune. The Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, she works feverishly at the Tribune. She is a sports editor. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman, at Michelle, that's two L's, _Garman, for updates on area games and matches. We're getting ready to introduce starters here. We'll do the same. We'll let you know the starting lineup for the Tipton Blue Devils. Visiting team on the scoreboard. I tell you what, the scoreboard's nice. Straight above the floor right here. The court is beautiful. It's got four sides. And they've got digital readout for each side. It's marvelous. We'll mention the Blue Devils will start like this. Wearing number 3, the 6'4" freshman, that's Brady Carpenter. Wearing number 11, a 6-foot sophomore, that's Nolan Swan. Wearing number 21, a 6'4" senior, that's Nate Powell. Wearing number 22, a 5'11" sophomore, that's Jackson Money. And winding out the Tipton lineup, wearing number 33, 6'8" senior, Sam Ridgway. The coach of the Blue Devils is Clint Hawkins. Now we'll talk about the starters for the Kokomo Wildcats. They'll start like this. Wearing number 1, a 5'8" freshman, that's Deion Bellamy. Also in the lineup, wearing number 2, 5'8" sophomore, that's Reese Beard. Also starting number 15, 6'4" tall. He's a junior, Patrick Hardiman. Also starting number 35, he's 6'2", he's a junior, Shane Spear. And winding out the lineup for the Kokomo Wildcats, number 40, 6'10" tall, he's a sophomore at Flory Bagunga. We're going to announce the starting lineup right now for the Kokomo Wildcats. Get pretty loud right here. Beautiful place right here, just marvelous. Hey, what I learned a little bit about this place. A guy by the name of Bill Shepard. I'm not talking about Billy Shepard from Carmel. This gentleman is here in Kokomo. Bill Shepard let me know back in the day, in order to get in here, it was 7,200 capacity then. In order to get in here to get a seat, he said you had to have season tickets back in the day. He said, actually, a little bit later than that, they had a waiting list. They had a waiting list half the season. Half the season, people got in with the season ticket. Then those people took a back seat in the second half of the season. Brand new people had a season ticket. They got to see the second half of the Kokomo Wildcat season. It's definitely loud in here. The decibel level is pretty high. And a public address, they may need a new sound system. I tell you what, it's kind of raspy, but it still works good. So they're introducing the starting lineups right now. Kokomo Wildcats, Blue Devils have already been introduced. All 5 starters out on the floor waiting for basketball. So they're getting ready to jump it up. Huddled up over there with Coach John Peckinpah. John Peckinpah coaching the Kokomo Wildcats. His wife Haley, used to be Haley Cook from Hamilton Heights. She coaches the girls up here. We're going to jump it up right now. It's going to be Sam Ridgway, 6'8". Where's number 33 for the Blue Devils? He's going to jump it up against 6'10", Flory Bagunga. Flory Bagunga, he wears number 40. They're going to toss it up. The guy tossing it up is probably a foot left than these guys, maybe 14 inches left. See if he gets a good toss for these tall, tall players. Tosses low, picked up out of the air by Tipton. Tipton the backcourt, Sam Ridgway gets the toss. In the front court now, working the basketball out top. Working in there is Brady Carpenter. Carpenter elbow, right side baseline. Nate Powell take a fake shot. They'll put it back out to Brady. They'll go to the corner, Jackson Money. They'll turn around, get it to the corner. 3 points down on the way. Good freshman, Brady Carpenter for 3. 3-0 contest. in the front court first time, Kokomo Wildcats. They've got cats across their chest with numbers on both sides. They'll go down low, off the glass, good. Badunga, I can tell, is going to be a chore. We're going to back around. 3-2 contest, Jackson Money. 16-footer straight away, wouldn't go. Rebound Badunga. He pitches off. Point guard Zion Bellamy. They're working around the perimeter. To the corner, catches the hands of 15, Patrick Hardiman. Out top, they're moving around the perimeter on the left side. On the dribble, out top, 35, Shane Spear. They're working alley-oop play down low, and Badunga ejects the rim. Rim rocker for Badunga. It's a 4-3 contest. Hands on hands from Kokomo, already got their money's worth. 6:41 on the game clock. Outside the arc, they're working inside. And it's called a block shot. Back in the hands of Sam Ridway. Nate Powell took the shot in the paint. Badunga recycled it. Rebound comes our to the ball. Deflects back to Tipton. Under the bucket, going up the glass. Shot's going to go. Nate Powell looking for a foul. No whistle. Back the other direction. Kokomo in the front court. Going to be off the leg of point guard Zion Bellamy. Ball's going to belong to Tipton. 6:10 left. Excuse me, 6:16 left on the game clock. 4-3 contest. Wildcats in front. Nolan Swan crosses the timeline on the dribble in front of the scores bench. He's working out there, working against him is Reese Beard. They go baseline and take a shot, he'll get fouled. They're going to say the bump foul was prior to the shot. They're going to get it out of bounds, left of the bucket. They're going to whistle a foul on Reese Beard. He'll pick up the first foul in tonight's contest. Going to be brought in left of the bucket by Nolan Swan and tossed it out near the center circle. Jumping to catch the ball right here, Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan Swan. He'll work the dribble out top. Right of center. Now he'll work at left side behind the arc. Draw in. He'll take a shot outside the paint. Floater going to go. Rebound Badunga. Badunga on the evening. I should say he's averaging 13.2 boards per contest. Outside. Moves the basketball. Catches the hand of Shane Spear. Back to Reese Beard. We're going to call a traveling violation. Reese Beard did not get the ball on the floor to earn that first step on his dribble. So they give the ball back to Tipton. 5:37 left here in the first quarter. We're at Kokomo. Kokomo, Indiana. Memorial Gymnasium. Got to admit, first time I've been in here, it's everything they said it was. And it is. We're going to end the paint. Nate Powell will bring the ball back out. Out top to Jackson Money. Jackson Money working a dribbling exhibition. He'll work baseline. Jump shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Secured there by Badunga. They're faced off point guard to the front court, Deion Bellamy. Right side with the basketball. He'll dribble in. He'll get past to the corner to Beard. They're working into Badunga. Badunga going to bring it back out. Tipton converges on defense on Badunga. They're working out top with the basketball. They'll reset the offense. At Deion Bellamy works to the right side behind the arc. On the dribble now is Patrick Hardiman. Outside the arc, left elbow extended, three-point shot wouldn't go for Shane Spear. They're going to whistle a foul. Going to be a rebounding foul, going to be whistled on Kokomo. Foul's going to be whistled on number 40, Flory Badunga. He'll pick up his first foul. Team fouls first half, two thus far for the Wildcats. Tipton yet to commit a foul. 4:35 on the game clock. In the front court, Nolan Swan. Swan works across the free throw lane. He'll back tail, he'll go baseline, take a floater, he'll get it. A little bit of a fadeaway there for Nolan Swan. 2-point bucket good. Seesaw battle early in this game on the scoreboard. Blue Devils go back up by one. They'll work it out top to Badunga. He'll take a shot down low. I take that back, he'll pass it down low. Number two, Reese Beard, couldn't get it. He was heavily contested by Nate Powell. They go baseline jumper. Rolls around, falls in. Jackson Money with a friendly roll from the baseline by a 12-footer. 7-4 ball game. Blue Devils by three. Blue Devils were here a couple of years ago. They went neck to neck right here. And Badunga gets the pass down low. He moved the feet. He's going to get called for traveling. Never put the ball on the floor. So they're going to bring the ball in. Blue Devils are going to go 84 feet with it. They're going to be brought in by Grady Carpenter. He's tossing it to the 10-point line, 10-second line to get it to Nate Powell. Powell dribbles it on into the front court to get it back out to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter way out top near the center circle. He'll bounce it right side behind the arc to Nolan Swan. Out top, Jackson Money. He'll cross over. He'll go left side by the elbow. He'll take that same shot from the baseline. That's 12 footer ready to go. Tarum comes out to Jackson. He gets it into Nate Powell. Kicks it to the corner. Grady Carpenter. Ball gets thrown away in the paint there. Going the other direction with the basketball. It's 35 Shane Spear. They get it out top, working the dribble. Catches the hands of Bellamy. Now to Beard. Beard got the ball. He's going to dribble it right side. He'll pass it around the perimeter. It'll end up in the hands of Patrick Hardeman. Back out top. Good defense by the Blue Devils. Moving their feet, moving the zone. And dish off right there. Ball's in the hands of Reese Beard. Out top to Hardeman. He'll dribble in. Going to be a foul call. Two refs blow the whistle. Fist in the air. When that fist goes up, you know a foul is being called. So we're going to whistle this on Nate Powell. Powell's going to take up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. Team foul number one for the Blue Devils. They bring it into Badunga. Working around the perimeter. They go left side in front of the Blue Devils bench. On the dribble there is 35 Shane Spear. He'll take it to the corner. 3 points down on the way and good. That's Deion Bellamy. Deion Bellamy averaging 5.9 a game. He's shooting 36% behind the arc. Working to right side, Grady Carpenter in the front court for the Blue Devils. Two, Kokomo Wildcats getting ready to check in. Let's go down low. Nate Powell off the glass wouldn't go. Rebound out here. Going to go to the corner with it now. Kokomo Wildcats going to bring it back out and reset the offense. Dribbling right side, Patrick Hardeman. Going to be a shot, elbow, left side, got it. Number one, Deion Bellamy. He gets a two-pointer this time. Score goes 9-7. 9-7, and the Wildcats in front. They go elbow left side in the front court. Working the basketball. Going to go baseline. It's Nate Powell. Kick it back out to the corner. Jackson Money for a three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Badunga. He'll outlet Reese Beard. See the front court on the dribble out top. They'll dish it to Hardeman. Work it behind the arc to Spear. That's Shane Spear. Spear going to take a 17-footer straight away. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. See the front court. They'll get a pass from Nolan Swan to Jackson Money. Baseline just outside the paint. He'll dish off to Nate Powell. Powell's going to go up with a shot. Couldn't get it. Got his own board. Put it back up. Reverse layup. Got the bucket. That's Nate Powell. Nate Powell working hard on the boards tonight. 9-9 contest. 1:11 left. We're in the first quarter. Out top of the basketball, that's Beard. He's going to dribble. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled right there at the elbow right side during the drive. They stop play. Fist in the air. They're going to whistle this on Sam Ridgway. Ridgway picked up his first foul. Team foul number two. Jackson Money going to take a breather. In the ball game for the Blue Devils is 23, Aiden Cole. In the ball game for Kokomo, we'll let you know in a minute. Alley-oop play from the left side of the baseline. Alley-oop play good. Credit the bucket. Right there to Hardeman. See the front court. Nate Powell, the paint gets out of there. Dribble back out. Top of the circle. Dish off to Aiden Cole. They go right side. He's a screen from Powell. Pick up the dribble. He'll take a shot. 2-point shot. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Patrick Hardeman. See the front court. Spear on the dribble. Back out top to Hardeman. Moves around to Bellamy. Bellamy going to move to the left side. They go baseline pass to Hardeman. We're going to call a blocking foul. Nate Powell set up for the block right here on the baseline. Official blows the whistle. I'm going to say it was a blocking foul. So we're going to whistle this on Nate. Nate's going to pick up his second foul. Here in the first quarter, 32.1 left. And Nate Powell's going to take a breather right quick, and Jackson Money back in the game. From the left corner baseline, 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Shane Spear. Rebound put back wouldn't go. Rebound put back on the third attempt. Will go. That's number 15, Patrick Hardeman. 13-9 contest. Wildcats in front. In the paint, front court. Nolan Swan off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured there by Spear. See the front court in the ballgame for Kokomo, 24, Jace Rail. Bucket, good. Long shot at the buzzer by Grady Carpenter, wouldn't go. That's a 3-point shot there the next, the last possession in the front court for Kokomo. Got the bucket. 15-9 contest. And we'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Games happening last night. These are final scores. Benton Central, 57. Frankfort, 54. Central Catholic, 64. Traders Point, 37. Mount Vernon, out of Fortville, 59. Hamilton Heights, 52. North Jetson, 74. Rensselaer Central, 67. Lewis Taft at Northwestern last night was postponed. Hoosier Conference game night tonight, 22nd day. There are 8 games scheduled. Eastern at Western is postponed. Frontier at West Lafayette, that took place today at 1:30 p.m. Hamilton Heights tonight at Sheridan. Central Catholic at Lafayette Jeff. Northwestern at Peru. That game is also postponed. Bristolia Central at West Central. Taylor at Lewis Cass. That game is postponed. And right here at the Tipton Blue Devils at the Kokomo Wildcats at Memorial Gymnasium. Can be brought in second quarter. Alternate arrow possession goes to Kokomo. Can be brought in by 15, Patrick Hardeman. He'll toss it to the backcourt fourth guard. That's Deion Bellamy. Back to Hardeman. He'll dish it behind the arc right there, 24, Jace Rail. He'll take a pass down low, backing his way down with that ball with Brandon Bennett. They'll go free throw line and work it back around. Number one, Deion Bellamy. He'll take a three, left elbow extended, rims out, almost halfway down, came back out of there. Going to be a rebounding foul. Going to be whistled on Kokomo. I think they're going to whistle this one on 13, Brandon Bennett. Brandon Bennett going to pick up the personal, we'll double check. Yeah, Brandon Bennett picked up his first foul. Team foul number 3. Both teams with 3 personals accumulated here in the first half. We're in the second quarter, 7:37 remaining. Ball brought in. Jackson Money is going to be guarded full court by Hardeman. He breaks the press right here. Easily on the dribble. He'll work it right side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan Swan. Out top, Jackson Money. He'll pick an elbow shot. Right side wouldn't go. Rebound, Badunga. He'll take off point guard, Deion Bellamy. Bellamy in the front court, working against Grady Carpenter. Out top of the basketball, 35, Shane Spear. He'll work it left side behind the arc. He'll work it down low to Badunga. He'll look to get a turnaround, and he'll jump up. Two-hand slam. Badunga gets his feet still. Point bucket for Badunga. They've got a graphic on the scoreboard right here for Badunga with a dunk in his number right there. Going to be a foul in the front court. Going to be whistled on Kokomo. 17-11. Basket goes in. Nolan Swan going to get the bucket. He'll take the three-point play opportunity if he can get it. Nolan Swan on the season, he's shooting 88%. He's 23 for 26 at the stripe. He'll get one right here. Sam Ridgway takes the breather. Nate Powell back in the game. Shot on the way, rims out, wouldn't go. Badunga with the rebound. He'll dish off to Hardeman. They'll get it back to Bellamy. Going to work it left side, Hardeman, in the hands of Spear. That's Shane Spear on the dribble out top. Bounce back behind the arc. He'll work it to 24, Jace Rail. Jace Rail, yes, he is the grandson of the all, I guess he's the best, one of the best players all around, Jimmy Rail. Ball goes out of bounds. Just last tip. They're going to take it off of Rail. Jace Rail going to give the ball back to Tipton. They'll bring it in front, the front court. They're going to take it from the baseline. It'll be brought in by Grady Carpenter. 6:29 on the game clock. 17-11. It'll be brought in by Grady. There's pressure in the backcourt on the dribble. Nolan Swan. He'll dish it back to Grady. He'll break the press on the dribble. He'll go across the timeline. He'll work in the paint. He'll take a floater. Wouldn't go. Badunga right there, he can get him. No foul, no block shot. Shot wouldn't go. 6:12 left. Second quarter, 17-11. Working it in the front court. It's a Wildcat. They'll go off the glass there. That was Hardeman. Right-handed off the glass and left side of the basket. Wouldn't go. To the front court, working it around. Grady Carpenter. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot good. Carpenter's got 2 three-point bombs in his first half thus far. 5:49 on the game clock. 17-14 on the dribble right there. Spear hands it off to Hardeman. was it right side behind the arc? That's Beard. Back to Spear. He'll go down low to Berdanga. Berdanga lost his dribble. He'll turn around. Jump shot. Trying to play defense. Trying to double team him. Berdanga. He worked his way loose. Took a floater right there. About a 5-footer. Got the bucket. 19-14. 5:21 left. First half. We're in the second quarter. Jackson Money going to float one. Just inside the arc. About an 18-footer would go. It caroms wide. Picked up near the corner by 35, Shane Spear behind the arc. With the basketball, Reese Spear. They'll work it back out. Deion Bellamy. They'll get it to Spear. He'll work it down low to Bedunga to bring the ball back out. They'll work it around the perimeter once again. Touching the hand of Beard and the hand of Bellamy. Bellamy's going to take a quick step and didn't get the ball down quick enough. They're going to call a traveling violation. 4:50 on the game clock. Going to be a timeout called. Blue Devils going to call this timeout. It's going to be a 30. We'll talk about the North Central Conference. Kokomo's Conference. We'll mention last night's game results. Anderson 70, Harrison 53. Conference game for Kokomo. They got the win 78-54 right here over Muncie Central. I believe it was here. Another conference game. Marion 69, Lafayette Jeff 68. North Central Conference. Game scheduled tonight. Bowman Academy at Richmond. You got to remember Bowman Academy. Blue Devils played them twice semi-state consecutive years. That was in 2012, 2013. 69-64, couldn't get the win. 67-64, couldn't get the win. Put Me in Sports was there having a good time. And we'll mention Mike Crawford got 40 points in each semi-state. Never forget that. Ball brought in by the Blue Devils. He dribbled across the timeline. Noah Swan. He'll cross over. He'll go right side. He's a screen from Ridgeway. He'll go right side. He'll go in the paint. It's like a left-handed floater. But Dunga altered his shot. He was wanting to go up right-handed, and he had to go left. Michael Jordan style, switching hands in air. Shot from the corner. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Kokomo Wildcat. Hardiman. Rebound out there. Gibson in the front court. Now Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Going to be a bump foul. Bump foul prior to the shot, well before the shot. It's going to be whistled on Kokomo. Foul's going to be whistled on number one, Deion Bellamy. He'll pick up his first. Team foul number six. So Blue Devils next time in foul will shoot the bonus. 4:18 left. The Blue Devils thus far, first half, three fouls accumulated. Out top, Nate Powell, dish off. Nolan Swan. Guarding him. Is Beard, that's Reese Beard. Baseline jumper wouldn't go. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be last touch by the Blue Devils. Going to be brought in 84 feet away from the backcourt. Hardiman, that's Patrick Hardiman. Dishes it in to Deion Bellamy. Works it right side to Reese Beard. Out top to Bellamy. He'll work it inside the free throw line. He'll drive in. Hardiman, hard off the glass, wouldn't go. Going to be a jump ball. Locking it up right there. The two big boys. That was Ridgeway and Bedunga. Simultaneous rebound in the front court of Kokomo. The alternate possession arrow goes back to Tipton. Checking out of the ball game, taking a breather. It's 23-8 and cold. Blue Devils going to go with their starting lineup at the present moment. Jackson Money gets the inbound. He'll cross the timeline on a dribble pace. He'll work it right side, guarding him. It's Spears. Work it left side elbow. He'll take a fake shot. In the paint, that's Nate Powell. He'll get Bedunga off of his feet. He'll go up behind him to get the bucket. Well played by Nate Powell. 3.5 minutes left. Second quarter, 19-16. Outside the arc, Reese Beard now out top to Bellamy. Back to Beard. He'll work a lob pass down to Bedunga. Inside out play wouldn't work. Nate Powell converges. He'll work it down low again. Back inside out play to Reese Beard wouldn't go. They'll get it out to Bellamy behind the arc. They'll dish you off to Spears. They go right side back to Reese Beard. Back to Spears. They'll toss one in. It's tipped away. They're going to call a foul. They're going to say Sam Ridgeway. He was playing behind Bedunga. Pass came into Bedunga. Sam Ridgeway kind of pushed it out. He did deflect it. Didn't look like a lot of contact, but they called a foul. Ridgeway picked up number two in the ballgame. taking a breather for Kokomo. Going to be number two, Reese Beard, checking in the ballgame. For the Wildcats, going to be number 23, DeAndre Kirby. I understand they call him Dre. Dre Kirby in the ballgame. Where's 23? 2:55 on the game clock. They're working around the perimeter out top now with Bellamy. Working the basketball, moving their feet, working the zone. We're going to back out top. We're going to ride side to Spears behind the arc. Out top now to Bellamy. He'll toss one down low to Hardeman. He tries to get it down lower to Badanga, sticking his arms up, deflecting the ball there. Skipping Blue Devils, Sam Ridgway. They come up with the steal. Blue Devils in the front court. Free throw line, jump shot, rims around, wouldn't go. They're going to call a foul. Might be on the floor. We'll double check. It's going to be the bonus anyway. Grady Carpenter at the stripe. He'll get two. You know he can shoot it. Back in the ballgame. Didn't get much of a break. Number two, Reese Beard for Kokomo. Taking a breather right now. Going to set down at 23, Dre Kirby. Dre Kirby, a 6'1" junior. Grady Carpenter at the free throw line. First one rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Badunga. Touches the hands of Hardeman. Touches the hands of Bellamy. Out top with the basketball, Reese Beard. Right side, they're moving around the perimeter. Reese Spears, you skip past opposite side in front of the Blue Devils bench behind the arc. Reese Spears going to launch one right there. We're spoken. Rebound put back, attempted. That's Hardeman. Hardeman's going to get fouled on the rebound put back. He'll go to the stripe. He hits the deck, but he's up in a hurry. He's okay. Foul's going to be whistled on Sam Ridgway. Ridgway going to pick up his third foul. With 2:07 left here in the second quarter. First shot for Hardeman. Rims out, wouldn't go. Sam Ridgway going to take a breather. He gets a median five there from Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll, Sam Ridgway, Nate Powell, the three seniors on this Blue Devil ball team. 2:07 left. Second shot on the way, Hardeman. He got the back end of a two-shot foul. Score is 20-16. Kokomo in front. 2 minutes left. Right elbow, picks his dribble up, Jackson Money. Looking to get rid of it, going to have to. He barely beat that 5-second count. Closely guarded. Free throw line, 16-footer good straight away for Nolan Swan. It rattles in. 2-point bucket for Swan. It's 20-18. In the front court, Kokomo Wildcats. Out top, Beard. Long 3-point shot, right elbow extended for Spears. Wouldn't go, rebound Grady Carpenter. He'll outlet left side. He'll give it to sophomore right there. That's Jackson Money. Now out top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Here go elbow. Might have got away with a little bit of a cup right there to get it back in the paint there. Nate Powell's going to get the ball stolen behind him, but Noah Swan going to steal it right back. They're going to paint off the glass. A little bit of English on it. He's falling down off the glass. Got the bucket. Noah Swan going to be in a timeout on the surface called by the officials. Just keeping care of matters right there. Had a spill. Water spill of some sort. A liquid over there in the left corner baseline by the Kokomo bench. They're drying that up right now with a towel. They're ready to begin. Can be brought in front of the Kokomo bench by Hardeman. Tosses it into Bellamy. Works it left side with the basketball. Jace Rail. They're working around the perimeter to Spears. Back out top to Bellamy. Back to Jace Rail in the corner. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. He'll get rid of it. Back out top to Bellamy. Back to Jace Rail. Jace Rail, a good 3-point shooter on this Kokomo Wildcat team. Jace Rail shooting 53% behind the arc. At 16-30. That is a good percentage for 3-point land. At top of the basketball, working it. That's Bellamy. To Rail, going to be a reach-in foul. Rail tosses it back to Bellamy. Jackson Money's right there. I thought he could knock it away. Going to get part of the arm. He's going to pick up a foul. 22, Jackson Money picks up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. Team foul number 6, so we're shooting the bonus. The rest of the way is 32.8 seconds. Tied at 20. 20 each right here. Kokomo in the front court. 29 seconds left. We'll sit to Jace Rail. He'll bring it back out top. He'll pass it out to Spears. That's Shane Spears. Behind the arc to get into Bellamy. He'll toss one down low to Badunga off the glass. left-handed off the glass, two-point bucket for Flory Badunga. 12 seconds left, 22-20, Blue Devils in the front court. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll take it left side, Noah Swan. Underhanded scoop shot, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board, picked up by Kokomo. Long shot to buzzer, half court, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Kokomo. Shane Spears wouldn't go in. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score, 22-20, 10-minute intermission. We'll finish up the North Central Conference. 8 games scheduled tonight. 7:30 contest at Central Catholic at Lafayette Jeff tonight. McCutcheon at Mooresville. That's a bit of a drive. Merrillville at Harrison. A 5:30 start time this evening. It's North Central at Muncie Central. 3 7:30 starts at Pike at Anderson. Tipton at Kokomo. And Tinley at Arsenal Tech. That game is part of the Indianapolis City Tournament. They have various locations. That game is at Arsenal Tech High School. We'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by the Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, that's a special thank you to him, secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we can be thankful for as consumers. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying us to support the Tipton Blue Devils 2020-2021. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she has enthusiasm, experience, and she is knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, 6321 Sheep Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by CripsandFishers.com. Since 1983, they have great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana. 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. That's in Fishers, Indiana, 46038. They have a dealership in Noblesville. That's Christian Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory at FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Hey, well, we're going to talk to a couple folks right up here. We're going to talk to the basketball coach. Girls coach, I imagine he could coach any team, but this is Coach Tegan Terry. Great to see you again, sir.
Thank you, AJ. It's always good to see you as well.
Say what, you've got your daughter right here, Hadley. Hadley's a sophomore. She wears number 24. She plays for the Lady Huskies at Hamilton High. How you doing, Hadley?
Doing good. How are you, AJ?
Doing okay. I tell what, this gym has a decibel level that's unbelievable, and they need a new system on the sound.
Well, it's a historic place, no doubt. And believe it or not, this is my first time here. So I'm really enjoying the atmosphere. And there's a lot of history and a lot of tradition here at Kokomo. And it's an honor and very exciting to be here. And we've got a good basketball game.
It is a good game. Right now, we're at halftime. 22-20, the home team in front. I tell you what, Hadley, you had a game yesterday that you played against Benton Central. You guys took a six-point lead. You were 21-15.
Yeah, I mean, we started off great, and everybody did their part in the game, and unfortunately, they come out to our favor, but we're excited to get that sectional draw and get back in the gym and keep working.
You know when that draw is going to happen?
Sunday, 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, yep.
You can get that. I didn't think it was going to be on television. It is IHSAATV.org, or it's going to be on the Champions Network on the radio.
That's right, AJ. It's going to be an exciting day tomorrow, and we're getting the girls together for a sectional draw party. We'll host that at the high school, and it's going to be an exciting day, and we're all eagerly awaiting that draw. You know, Jay County is going to be the favorite in our sectional. So, you know, in a lot of ways, we're hoping, you know, from a preparation standpoint, if we can draw them first, I think that would be ideal for everybody in the field because they are the heavy favorite.
You know what, Lady Huskies at 15-5. That's nothing to shake your head about. I bet there's some nervous coaches not wanting to draw Hamilton Heights.
You know, we are a great group, and our chemistry is unbelievable. I mean, we work so hard, and this is a good time for us, and we just can't wait to shock the world. We're excited.
That's a good word. I like that. When I heard that the first time, I thought it was great.
Well, you can tell, you know, Hadley there with the, you know, talking to her, the excitement and the enthusiasm, and that carries over into the locker room. And I told the girls yesterday that, you know, pregame, that that's a special team and they're a special group, and why not us? You know, we fell short yesterday, but our goal now is all about the tournament and sectional preparation. And let's just continue to be special. We've had a special season with good wins, great wins. And, you know, again, let's be special come tournament time.
You're familiar with that gym at Yorktown. You went to an overtime game versus Yorktown not too long ago.
That's right, you know, and that's a tough place to play. It's a little bit unique. You know, the ends are a little bit closer to the court than what you see at most places. But, you know, anywhere we get the opportunity to play, and, you know, in comparison to last year with COVID and everything else going around, just having the opportunity to play and compete for a sectional championship again is we're fortunate from that standpoint.
You got a couple of sectional wins. You went on to the regional. That's got to be fun. You're hoping to get back to the regional, if not farther.
Yeah, that's our goal, you know, and there's a good chance that whoever wins our sectional coming out is going to see Benton Central, you know, in the regional coming out of their sectional. So it would be, I told Coach Baxter yesterday pregame that I would love nothing more than to be able to play them again. That means both of us would have won our sectional.
Coach Baxter, pretty kind for the game yesterday. That was almost I didn't know if that would happen.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, super nice guy, and he's built a great program there at Benton Central, and it's every year just they seem to reload. Always competitive. Their style is a little bit unique. Yesterday, they shot the ball as well as I've seen them shoot it all season. If they continue that, they're definitely going to be a tough out in the 3A tournament.
Absolutely. I tell you what, yesterday, all season long, your girls seem to just gel together. You've got friendship. You're unselfish on the court. And you do the job.
Yeah, you know, we all know our strengths and weaknesses, and when we put all of our strengths together, I mean, it's magic out there. We just have fun and play with each other. It's so much fun playing with those girls.
I said, well, you did a lot of dribbling yesterday. I saw you dribbling the basketball. You moved it from side to side, no problem.
Oh, thank you. I mean, my people, they get me open, and I get them open. It all worked out then, thankfully.
You do set some good screens. But you got chalk talk, and you got a dry erase marker board. And this guy to my left, Stephen Terry, I've been told by Jen Small that you have forgotten more than I'll ever know.
Well, I don't know about that. And we've talked a lot, AJ, and I always enjoy talking basketball with you. I've said it before, and I'll say it again now. I've been extremely blessed to be coached by some of the best and have played for some of the best. You know, coach with Ryan Hahn and playing for Coach Joe Buck, tremendous mentors, and I said it, and I'll say it again, I hit the lottery playing and coaching with them.
Well, I know for a fact the athletic director at Hamilton Heights is pretty proud to have you on staff. I heard that, and that's verbatim. So I got to go, but thank you for visiting with me. I appreciate it. Hadley, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Keegan, Sherry, coach of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, thank you for being here.
Thank you, AJ. Appreciate your support. Go Dawgs.
So we're going to have a second half coming up right here. Clock's rolling down 21 seconds. Getting ready to buzz out. The 15-second horn, that was Coach Keegan Sherry, Hamilton Heights. Girls basketball coach. They played yesterday for the championship in the Hoosier Conference. They got second place in the conference, but that's nothing to hang your head about. Benton Central showed up yesterday 21-1. Lady Huskies are now 15-5. So we're going to be thrown in right here. Alternate possession error. We're going to give it back to Kokomo. Kokomo on the dribble in the front court. Going to work it right side right there. Spears. Shane Spears out top. He'll bounce pass, dribble, get it back from Jason Rail right there that moves around the perimeter. Taking a point right now, early going right here, Spears. He'll work it left side to Jason Rail. He gets the ball back. Blue Devils moving their defense, trying to keep Badunga away from the open. Get open. I tell you what, Nate Powell has his hands full along with Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway bumping him right now. They're trying to get it into him, but he's just not open. Sam Ridgway doing a good job defensively. Cross court skip pass, Jake Rail behind the arc. Let's toss one down low to Badunga. They go turn around left side off the glass. They go off the glass for two. 2 points lucky, it's 24-20. Working in the front court with the basketball. Tipton Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter, first possession in the front court, second half for the Blue Devils. Give and go right there. Grady Carpenter outside the paint. Would go. Rebound. Badunga. Badunga. Going to dish off right there. Outlet left side. And it's to Bellamy. He'll work it right side with the basketball. Shane Spears. Out top to Bellamy. By the center circle. He'll work it left side behind the arc. Jace Rail. Jace Rail on the dribble. Back out top to Bellamy. Moving the ball right there. Back to Spears. He'll dribble it back around from the right corner. Out top. And he'll work it left side. About a few dribbles right there from Jake Rail back to Spears. Bellamy on the dribble. Left elbow extended. He'll get it back out top to Spears. Spears going to drive the lane. He'll take a floater in the paint. Got it. Looked for an opening. He found the path. Got the bucket. That's Shane Spears for two. 26-20. Front court. Elbow, I should say, just outside the paint. About a 12-footer. Wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. One shot and out of there. Rebound secured by Kokomo. They're going to work it in the paint. They'll drive in. There'll be a foul call. They're going to whistle a foul. He's going up strong in the paint right there. That was Hardeman. Hardeman going to get an explanation right there. I should say some coaching from John Peckinpah. He pulls him over to the side right there. So Hardeman's going to go to the stripe. He'll shoot two. That foul's whistled on Sam Ridgway. He picks up his fourth foul in tonight's ballgame. Short off the rim, way to go for Hardeman. Sam Ridgway's going to take a breather. Might be a breather throughout this quarter. Not going to know. I'm definitely not the coach. Coach Cliff Hawkins, he's one of the best. Second shot rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. Shane Spears, 35, gets the putback. Spears on fire here in the second half so far. 28-20. 5:45 left. Third quarter on the dribble out top is Grady Carpenter. Left side, working to Jackson Money. Guarding him is Shane Spears. Out top to Nolan Swan. Guarding him is Jace Rail. He's going to dribble outside the paint. Going to be a blocking foul. Nolan Swan, pretty good dribbler, pretty good body control. Tell you what, he's got a basketball IQ that is very high. 28-20, 5:34. Jace Rail going to check out of the ball game. He'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame for him is number two, Reese Beard. Going to work it inside. Alley-oop play. Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper. Wouldn't go. Short off the rim. Rebound out of there. Shane Spears. Out that point guard. That's Bellamy. They're working just outside the arc. Back to Spears. He'll hand off right there to Reese Beard. Out top to Bellamy. That's Deion Bellamy. He'll take a shot outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound putback. Left-handed, rebound putback, could have almost slammed it. Get the putback to Badunga. That's Flory Badunga. They're working in the paint, the other end of the floor. Nate Powell goes up for the shot. Badunga goes straight up. He's going to get called for the foul. He's not really in agreement right there. He says, I was straight up pretty much, but they're going to award two shots to Nate Powell. Nate Powell to strike 5 minutes straight up. 5 minutes left here in the third quarter, 30-20. Scoreboard is pretty much even all around. First shot good. Nate Powell gets congratulatory. Aiden Toll, Jackson Money, Graydon Carpenter. Nolan Swan in the backcourt ready to play defense. He's standing back at the other free throw line. Second shot, rims around, falls in. 2 for 2 at the stripe for Nate Powell. Nate Powell above 50% on the season. He's climbing. He's playing defense right now, working hard in the paint against Flory Badunga. 6'4", 6'10". That's the matchup right there. Floater inside the arc. Left elbow extended with go. Rebound secured by Beard. They'll work it outside. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot. Good to go. Rebound Badunga. I think Hardiman might have got away with a jump step going after that second shot right there. No call. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court. It's going to be called on the Blue Devils. Noah Swan's going to pick up the foul. He's got 2 in the contest. 4:34 left, third quarter. It's 30-22. Kokomo by 8. Foul situation, both teams with 2 fouls here in the second half. Could be brought in left of the bucket by Bellamy. He gets it into Hardiman. They're running around the perimeter, touches the hands of Beard. Now bringing the ball back out top is Shane Spears. 35, they'll get it back to Bellamy. Back to Spears out top. Guarding him is Jackson Money. He'll get screened off. They'll go shot from the corner. Rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Reese Beard. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by a Blue Devil. Aiden Toll pleading his case. But that's the way it's going to be. These officials have licenses, and they wouldn't lace them up unless they love the game. They love to work off the glass right here. Driving hard, getting the inbound pass with Hardiman. He went hard to the hoop off the glass from the paint right side. He got fouled on the way up. They're going to give him 2 shots. They're going to give this foul to Nate Powell. He's got number 3 in the ballgame. 4:16 left. They knew it was going to be a physical ballgame. Second shot, first shot goes. Patrick Hardiman at the free throw line. He shoots 81% from the foul stripe. They shoot 59% as a team. That's good. He's now 23 for 28. Second one, he's 24 for 29. 32-22. 10-point advantage for the Wildcats. On the dribble, across the timeline, there's a whistle. Timeout. Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to call a timeout. And we are at Kokomo Memorial Gymnasium. We're in Kokomo, Indiana. Originally, when they built this place, 65, it says, the capacity for spectators, 7,200. I understand it's a little less now. They made a little fan-friendly, made a little more space between the bleachers. And I will mention the architect is Elmer Dunlap and others. In late Gothic revival is streamlined modern architectural styles. Memorial Gym named a top 10 best gym in the state of Indiana. For human interest, the number of high schools located in the city of Kokomo, the number is 6. 6 high schools in Kokomo. They are Western High School, Northwestern High School, Taylor High School, Excel Center High School, Kokomo High School, and Riverside High School. 6 here in Kokomo. 10 high schools in Fort Wayne. We're going to bring the ball in from half court. Across from the sports, right there, the sports desk, scores bench. Going to be brought in by Grady Carpenter. It's off to the backcourt. Nolan Swan picks it up. He's being contested heavily by Reese Beard. Outside the arc, Jackson Money for 3. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. Looks like that one was going down. Didn't. Rebound, Hardiman. He'll pitch it right side, point guard, Bellamy. Deion Bellamy tosses it left side in front of the John Peckinpah bench right there to get it back to Bellamy. Outside the arc, Reese Beard. to go to the corner. Bellamy's going to take a three. Right corner baseline, wouldn't go. Going back up with a rebound shot. He's going to be number 15. Hardiman, Patrick Hardiman gets fouled on the way up. They're going to whistle this foul on 23. Aiden Cole, he'll pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Deion Bellamy going to get some words from Coach Peckinpah, from assistant coach right here beside John Peckinpah. First shot up and good, Patrick Hardiman. Taking a breather, Jackson Money. We're going to see Connor Hassong first time tonight. He wears number 20. He's going to line up on the lane, top man on the block, left of Hardiman. He'll eyeball the second one. He'll float it. He's 4-for-4 on the evening. 34-22. Bring the ball into Grady Carpenter. Pressed in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter going to dribble across the timeline. 6-foot-4 freshman Carpenter. He'll dish off to Nolan Swan. Going to be a foul call. Going to give him two shots. This foul occurred on the shot, so the foul going to go against the Dunga. Take that back. It's going to go against Shane Spear, 35. Swan going to go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Sub waiting to check in for Kokomo. He'll wait till the first shot's over. 3:34 left. It's 34-22. Nolan Swan, Isaac slides it. First one's good. Nate Powell back in the ballgame. Actually, he's having a conversation with Coach Pip Hawkins. Connor Hassong, Grady Carpenter, Aiden Cole, Nolan Swan, and Nate Powell on the floor for Tipton. Second shot also good. 34-24. 3:32, clock moving. Crossing the timeline, it'll drop pace with the basketball. Deion Bellamy, he'll dish off to Shane Spear, back to Bellamy outside. He'll work it right side, pick up the screen from Hardiman. He'll work it back left side behind the arc to Spears. Spears going to bounce it back out. They'll reset the offense. Sam Bellamy, I knew I was going to say that, but Deion Bellamy, this is it. Shot wouldn't go. Spears, they'll go back the other direction. Blue Devils, going to go baseline. Baseline, Grady Carpenter dishes off in the paint to Nate Powell. Couldn't get the bucket. Got his own board. Picks it outside. Three-point shot. Rims out long for Aiden Cole. And Nate Powell boards the basketball once again. He's got two boards here in this possession. Working it right there in free throw line. Grady Carpenter dishes off. Aiden Cole. Back to Carpenter, well behind the arc. And the back pedal dribble working against number one. That's Bellamy. Deion Bellamy. Elbow right side. We'll get it to Nate Powell. He slipped on the surface. They're going to call a traveling violation. He took a big step. Probably got the corner of his tennis shoe. It slid on him. They call travel. They give the ball back to Kokomo. 2:30 left. Third quarter, 34-24. Out top, Bellamy. He'll dig an elbow right side to Hardiman. Back in the ball game, wearing number 23 is Dre Kirby. For Kokomo, he wears 23. He's in the corner now. He's a little baseline. Spin move. He'll give the ball back out top to Bellamy, left side, and to Spears. They'll go baseline. Double team there. They'll relax. They'll work it out top again. This is Deion Bellamy. Right side. He'll take a three-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Aiden Cole has position. Going to be a foul called on Kokomo. I believe it's going to be on Patrick Hardiman. Patrick Hardiman picked up the foul. He picked up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. He's been on the floor pretty much the whole time. He's playing a clean ballgame. Running the baseline right there, lost the handle. Ends up touching Hassong. He's touching the baseline with the foot. He's out of bounds. Going to give it back to Kokomo. 1:52 on the game clock. 34-24. Wildcats by 10. In the front court, Shane Spears works around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Bellamy. Touches the hands right there back to Bellamy. They go cross court, skip back to the corner. 23, Dre Kirby. They're working inside to Hardiman. Hardiman in the paint, off the glass, right side. Two-point bucket for Hardiman. 36-24. To the front court, Aiden Cole. He'll bring it back out. He's working against Dunga. From the corner baseline, wouldn't go for Hassong, three-point shot. Rebound, Aiden Cole. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle this one on the Blue Devils. Aiden Cole playing hard right there. Playing pretty strong, and then they're going to whistle a possibility, we'll double check, might be an extra foul with the foul that Aiden Cole just got. Foul's whistle on Aiden Cole. Second consecutive foul whistling on Aiden Cole. He just wants to play hard. He does play hard. No question. He's passionate about sports. There's no question. First shot rims out. Wouldn't go. First tech shot. Deion Bellamy missed the first. If he misses this one, it's like the technical foul never happened. He'll eye it, fly it, left-hander. Got the second one. 114 left here in the third quarter. 37-24. Going to be brought in from half court. Going to be tossed in by Hardeman. Patrick Hardeman going to toss it in to Deion Bellamy. In the front court now on the dribble is Bellamy. Working against him is Connor Hassan. They're working right side behind the arc. They're working down low inside to Badunga. Turnaround jump shot good. Badunga for two. 39-24. Badunga, 2-point shot. He's averaging 78%. 78%. Those are short-range shots. Badunga has shot, entering this game, he's 105 for 135 in the paint. I'm sure he's going to go somewhere next year. Take that back. It's going to be 3 years. He's just a sophomore. Foul whistled in the front court. Blue double front court. Going to be whistled on 15. Patrick Hardeman. He'll pick up number two. He fouled number six. Excuse me, five on the Wildcats, six thus far, second half on the Blue Devils. So the Wildcats will shoot the bonus next common foul. Can be brought in right in the bucket by Nolan Swan. Tosses it in to Grady Carpenter. Out top to Swan, he'll take a three. Shot good. Got a step and a half behind the arc. Nolan Swan, 3-point shot. 39-27. 33 seconds left in the front court with the basketball. The Kokomo Wildcats. Out top in the center circle now is Rich Beard. He'll play toss back and forth with Shane Spears. Kind of kill some clock here. 18 seconds left. Blue Devils waiting there patiently for the approach. 10 seconds left. Ball's in the hands of Spears. Now back to Spears. They get it back. They're working back. Baseline drive. A floater. Wouldn't go. They're going to call a foul. Baseline shot taken there by Reese Beard. Going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Foul's whistle. I should say in the ball game is Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare, he's low man on the block, right side. He picks up that personal. He'll retrieve that missed free throw right there. Hand it back to the ref. Gavin Hare in the ballgame. He's a 6'2" sophomore. Second shot on the way for Reese Beard. He got that one. He's got the back end of a two-shot foul. 40-27. Long shot at the buzzer. Might have been a pass to Nate. When he go, we'll get ready for the fourth quarter. At the end of three. 40-27. Kokomo Wildcats in front. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. You can call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 to 11. They have Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske says a lot. So getting ready for basketball right here. Fourth quarter. Working in the fourth quarter right now is going to be inbound by the Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter Kokomo going to heavily contest this inbound. They got three there. And the Blue Devils have three there. Tight. Grady Carpenter looking to get it in. Going to pass in, get into Nate Powell. Powell was guarded there by Badunga. Badunga didn't want a foul. He was just standing close to Powell. Ball's out front with the basketball. Nate Swan, Nolan Swan, to pick up a screen from Nate Powell. Lost the handle. Ends up on the surface. Going to be stolen. They're going to call timeout. John Peckinpah calls a quick timeout. Going to save the possession. But you've got timeouts left. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton County reporter. Hamilton County reporter. Check this out. Nobody covers your team like the team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe to get news and sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 a year. You can access that at readthereporter.com/subscribe. Ball's in the front court. Wildcats in the possession right here. We're going to cross the lane there. Spears. They get it back to Beard. Out top, they get it to Hardiman. Hardiman works it. Gives it back to Spears. That's Reese Spears. He's guarded by Nolan Swan. They take a shot outside the paint. They're going to whistle a foul. Little bumping going on right there. Blue Devils have a gentleman on the surface right here, slow to get up. He's going to try to get to his feet right now. Well, I believe I know who it is. Not going to say till I actually do. So 7:17 on the game clock, 40-27. Sam Ridgway going to collect the foul. He picks up number 5, but they're going to work on him. Kokomo trainer on hand. Coach Cliff Hawkins over there. Coach Cody Smith over there. Checking on him. She's holding his knee. That's not what we want to see. Coach Randy Bagley going to walk that direction. Check on their 6'8" senior. I do know he had an ankle difficulty in football. He missed a few games with that ankle. I think it was a low ankle sprain. I don't think it was a high ankle sprain, but it took him some time to get over that. He did come back at 6'8", play a good linebacker position for Coach Toll, and he even caught some passes from the wide receiver position. He got in the end zone at least once, I remember. They're checking on him right now. We're on the basketball floor. Basketball season. Winter. They say we're going to get some snow. We're going to see some snow on the ground tomorrow. I'm sure probably this area are going to get that in that band to get the 2 to 3 inches. I think Tipton also and maybe Hamilton County. They're going to help him off the floor. Cody Smith. He's a tall guy. He's about 6'5", 6'6". They're going to help Sam Ridgway off the floor. He gets a pat on the chest there by Nolan Swan. Jackson Money. He's going to work his way to the bench. We'll hope he can get remedied. Get that leg looked at. And we'll hope the best for Sam Ridgway. So what Sam Ridgway, he doesn't talk a whole lot. So what he works with his actions. He leads by example. 7:17 on the game clock. At the line, Reese Beard. First shot is good. 41-27. Wildcats by 14. 7:17 left. We're in the fourth quarter. May it sit. Third, we're in the fourth. Second shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell. Still out left to Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline on the dribble pace. He'll bring it back out top. Pick up a screen from Nate Powell. We're going to download Jackson Money. Jackson Money thought about the reverse layup, but Dunga was right there. He brings it on out. They'll reset the offense. Counter hit song out top. 3-point shot from the right corner baseline would go. Grady Carpenter. Rebound, Badunga. He'll dish off Deion Bellamy. To Reese Spears. Right side, Shane Spears. He'll dribble around. He's a pretty good dribbler. for a big man. They're working back out top near the 10-second line. Deion Bell near handoff to Reese Beard. Back to Spears. Spears being guarded by Connor Song. He'll dish it off 15 Hardeman. He'll dish it inside. Inside out play from Badunga to the corner. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Reese Beard. To the front court. Nolan Swan. They'll dish it down to Jackson Money. Inside feed. They'll get it to Nate Powell. Shot wouldn't go. Right there, just his presence alone can alter a shot. That's Flory Badunga, 6'10" sophomore for Kokomo. 6'10" on the game clock. 41-27. Out top of the basketball. They're working inside Badunga. He's open for another slam dunk. We got three dunks on the night. One of them was an alley-oop. In the front court with the basketball. Blue Devils on the dribble. Nolan Swan going to be a foul. Reaching in, trying to get the basketball. Reese Beard. Reese Beard at halftime. Had a little bandage put on his right eye, the upper area. He came back in. He didn't start the second half, but he plays a lot of minutes. He's in the game now for sure. After this first shot, we're going to see a sub for Kokomo. It's going to be 24, Jace Rail. First shot good for Nolan Swan. He'll get another one. Jace Rail back in the ballgame. He's a 6-foot junior. Taking a breather for Kokomo is 35, Shane Spears. 5:49 left. 43-28. Second shot for Nolan Swan, also good. Started this game, as mentioned, 88% from the foul stripe. We're going to cross the timeline on the dribble. Bellamy, but get it to Reese Beard. They're working inside. Got to hold the basketball. Badunga, I thought that ball was going to be over his head. He reaches up behind the basket, that four-foot area. Came back out and put it off the glass for two. Badunga for two. 45-29. At the free throw line, Nate Powell. He'll dribble left. He's in the paint. Going to have to do something with the basketball to get it back out. He's still in the lane. They're not going to call it. Floater outside the paint. Credit the bucket. Nolan Swan. 45-31. Front court, Reese Beard works it to Hardeman. Patrick Hardeman going to hand off right there to Deion Bellamy. Down low, they'll work it to Badunga. Double team right there. Hassong and Nate Powell locking up. He dishes off. They get it to Hardeman. Hardeman takes the shot. When he goes, rebound, Jackson Money. To the front court on the dribble. Outside the paint, Jackson Money. We're going to do a counter Hassong around the perimeter. It's going to be a three-point shot. They're going to call it a three. Might have had a foot, a toe on the line from this vantage point. They call it a three. 45-34. Driving the lane right there. Right there, Bellamy ends up on the floor. Blue Devils reach down to help him up. It's going to be a foul call. It's going to be an offensive foul whistled on Deion Bellamy. He picked up number two. That's control. Player control foul. No foul shots. But we'll shoot the rest away for both teams. Reverse layup in the paint. That's Jackson Money. But Dunker didn't try to block it. 45-36. 4:19 on the game clock. Pressure by Tiffin in the backcourt. Too much pressure there. They're going to call foul. A bit of a blocking foul going to be whistled there. We'll double check. I think it's Hassong. It is. Connor Hassong picked up his first foul. A team foul number 9 on the Blue Devils. Going to be a one-in bonus right here for Bellamy. Deion Bellamy going to shoot twice. Bellamy shooting 80%. From the stripe entering this game. He gets the first one to go. 4:15 left. Badunga on the lane. Hardeman adjacent from him. Hassong, Grady Carpenter, Jackson Money, and Nate Powell. The four for the Blue Devils. Second shot goes in anyway. So we're going to bring it in, Grady Carpenter. We'll bring it in to Hassong. Back to Carpenter. He'll dribble across the timeline. He'll beat the press. Carpenter go baseline. He'll take a two-footer. Two-pointer, I should say, wouldn't go. Rebound Hassong. To tip it back, he'll pass it back out to Jackson Money to Hassong in the corner. Shot on the way, short off the mark, wouldn't go. He was heavily contested. Hand in his face from Patrick Hardeman. Going to be a foul called here in the backcourt. This is front court. Kokomo's backcourt. They call a foul. It's whistled on Grady Carpenter. Grady picks up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. At the free throw line is Florey Badunga. He shoots 45%, 26 for 58, now 26 for 59. Left-handed shooter taking a breather for the Blue Devils is Connor Hassong. Taking a breather for Kokomo is number two, Reese Beard. Second shot going to happen right here for Florey Badunga. Second shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Off the leg, going to be off the leg of a Kokomo Wildcat, ends up out of bounds. They point the other direction. Blue Devils going to inbound the basketball. Left of their the Kokomo bucket on the baseline. Fully contested. Four Kokomo Wildcats in the backcourt playing defense. They get it into Nolan Swan, who dribbles across the timeline. They work at right side. Grady Carpenter, who drives the lane. Could be a block shot. Block shot ends off the face of a first-row seated gentleman right there. Bellamy comes over and slaps you five. He's okay. He wears glasses. He's okay. His glasses are okay, but I kind of feel his pain from my glasses. Elbow left side. They're working in. Going to fake the shot. Ben Powell drives in. Layup right side. Badunga couldn't keep up with him. 3:35. Left ball goes out of bounds. 47-38. Kokomo by 9. Foul's going to be whistled on Grady Carpenter. He picked up number 2. That'll put them in the double bonus. Kokomo going to shoot 2. It's going to be number 1, Deion Bellamy. Deion Bellamy going to shoot twice. Also a lefty. He'll eye it, fly it. First one's good. He's pretty much money at the free throw line. Bellamy, pretty good shooter. Bellamy and Beard, both at 5'8". Bellamy, a freshman. Beard, a sophomore. He gets both of them. Deion Bellamy got both of them. 49-38, 11-point leader are the Wildcats. Working the right side, three-point shot behind the arc for Nolan Swan wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell. To kick it back out to Grady Carpenter. Back to Powell. Who tries the lane. He'll go reverse layup. Got the bucket. Avoided the contact from Badunga. And reverse layup good for Nate Powell. Two-point bucket. 49-40. This game is still a game. You know it is. 3:08 left. Timeout called by Coach John Peckinpah. And we'll mention those Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers. Which is Thursday night. They got the win in overtime at Golden State versus the Warriors, 121-117. They are in action tonight. They're going to start at 9 p.m. They're at Phoenix. Phoenix Suns tonight. And then we'll mention on a Monday, 8 o'clock, they'll still be on the road. They'll be at the New Orleans Pelicans. And then Wednesday, they'll be home, 7 p.m. start on the 26th with the Charlotte Hornets. This game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located in Cicero, Indiana. Cicero Town Plaza, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero, Indiana. They're going to inbound the basketball. Kokomo in the front court. Just left of the scores bench. Brought in by Patrick Hardiman. He gets it in. This is Deion Bellamy, right side, being guarded there. Kokomo Wildcat, Spears, he'll get the ball back. They'll work his bounce pass in the right side elbow. They'll get it to Hardiman. He'll take a shot. It's going to be a finger roll off the glass, right side for a right-handed player. I think that back, that was left side of the rim. Finger roll off the glass. That's some pretty good English. Kind of looked like a Los Angeles Lakers gentleman wore number 32. So they'll work it down. It's going to be a foul over the back. Badunga going to pick up an over-the-back call right there. Probably working on that. He's a sophomore. Keep your eyes on Flory Badunga. You may see him playing on the Lakers someday. We don't know. 2:51 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Towing it up at the free throw line is Nate Powell. He'll shoot one in bonus. A foul right there on the Wildcats second half. First shot rims up. Got it. He's 3 for 3 at the stripe tonight. Nate Powell is going to get one more. 10-point advantage for Kokomo. 51-41. Second shot. Good. Short to strike for Nate, 51-42. I was actually trying to think of Magic Johnson, Urban Magic Johnson, number 32. We're not talking about the finger roll from Hardeman at top of the basketball. They're working inside free throw line. Hardeman can drive again. Same shot. Wouldn't go this time. We're going to call a foul. It's going to be on Badunga. Flory Badunga is going to pick up his fourth foul here in tonight's ballgame. 2:37 left. John Peckinpah, Coach Peckinpah, giving him some pointers from the bench. John Peckinpah, a tall gentleman in his own right. Free throw line, Nate Powell. He's going to shot, wouldn't go. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Kokomo. They're going to say this was off of Hardeman. Grady Carpenter was right there. It was a crapshoot to find out the call, and they say it belongs to Tipton. Riding the bucket on the baseline, Nolan Swan going to inbound the basketball, being guarded there by Reese Beard. 2:35 left. 9-point ball game. We're getting to the corner. 3-point shot. Nolan Swan rims around, fell off. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Picked up there by 13, Brandon Bennett. Brandon Bennett back in the contest. He's a 6'5 junior in the front court. Going to be a blocking foul. A little bit of a hand check right there. Jackson Money. Jackson Money, you know, he don't say much. Puts his hands on his hips and walks toward the center of the court. He'll pick up his second foul in tonight's ballgame. Still double bonus the rest of the way for Kokomo. Long guy at the line. He's still stroking the basketball. First one's good for Zion Bellamy. He's just a freshman. He'll get one more. Rims around, falls in. 2:20 left. 53-42. Kokomo by 11. Reese Beard guarding the basketball. That's Nolan Swan. Full court. Lost the handle, tipped away. Ball was tipped away by Dennett. Picked up by Kokomo. They were going the other direction. Quick foul in a hurry to stop the play. Blue Devils going to pick it up. 21, Nate Powell. Nate Powell's going to pick up number 4. Bellamy is, I take that back. Bagunda is on the bench. He's on the bench with 4 fouls. He's being coached right now by Coach John Peckinpah. First shot rims around, falls in for Reese Beard. He'll get one more. 2:09 left. 12-point advantage for Kokomo. He really missed that one. Rimmed it out. Fighting for the board. He got it. Chased it down to the right corner baseline. He tossed it back outside to Bellamy. Left side, Reese Beard. They're just going to hold the basketball when they can, try to earn that foul. Go to the strike. Ball goes out of bounds. Tipped. They're going to say it's tipped by Nolan Swan. Going to be brought in front of the Kokomo bench right there in front of Coach John Peckinpah. Can be brought in by Shane Spears, 35. They're tossed to the backcourt, Reese Spears. They bring it across the timeline and work it left side to Bellamy. They go elbow left side. Ball goes out of bounds, skipped out of bounds right by Kokomo. Making a good play there was DeAndre Kirby. DeAndre Kirby, a 6'1 junior. Where's number 23 on the floor right now for Kokomo? 1:49 on the game clock. They'll toss it deep in the front court, jumping to get it. Reese Beard looking for a foul, trying to foul. He's trying to put him on the line. 1:42 left. Moving that basketball, keeping it away. Somebody's going to have to foul. And they'll probably do that. Maybe Coach Cliff doesn't want the foul yet, but shot wouldn't go there in the paint. They're working up ahead. They get it to Jackson Money. Money puts it in. Layup right side. 2-point bucket is back to a 10-point advantage for Kokomo. 1:27 left. They're calling a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto, LLC. Going to be inbound from the backcourt. Going to be inbound by Patrick Hardeman. Kokomo with the basketball. He can run the baseline. He does. He gets it into Reese Beard. Double team right there. Good pass out of it. Does Reese Beard gets it to 35. Shane Spear. He's going to do the basketball now. He'll pass it to the corner. They're going to whistle a foul. Holding the basketball when the foul occurred with Patrick Hardeman. Nolan Swan going to pick up the foul. He has to give the foul right there. He's got three. 1:16 left. 54-44. Patrick Hardeman at the strike. He eyes the first one, slides it. It's good. Nothing but net. Hardeman, he's a 6'4 junior. He shoots 81% entering this ballgame. He entered the game 22 for 27. He got both of them. Got them 2 points in the book. Two free throws for Hardeman. 56-44. To the front court, Jackson Money. Kicks it back out, Nate Powell. Almost shot the three. Dishes off. Just behind him, Brady Carpenter wouldn't get it. Badunga gets the rebound. Dishes off, Bellamy. He'll work it right side. Reese Beard. Reese in foul. Going to be called on the Blue Devils. Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway picks up his first. 6'1 junior. Still double bonus, still happening. You know it will the rest of the way. At the free throw line, Reese Beard. First shot rimmed up and rimmed out of there. Wouldn't go. 12-point advantage for Kokomo. 59.2 seconds remaining. We're in the fourth quarter. Second shot, good. He got the back end of a two-shot foul. Makes it a 13-point advantage for Kokomo. Maverick Conaway dishes off. Brady Carpenter gives it to Nolan Swan. Going up to block his shot. 35, Shane Spear. A block shot is nice. The fans seem to like it. But about 90% of the time, the shot is going to bring it inbounds again from the folks that shot the basketball. So out top of the basketball, Brady Carpenter. 44 seconds. Lost the handle. Nolan Swan is going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Kokomo. Can be brought in on the baseline. 15. Referees having a conversation right there with Nolan Swan. Reese Beard. I don't think Nolan Swan is the instigator. I don't know that Reese Beard is either. I think maybe the refs just might have thought something was happening. But they're in the front court now, Shane Spear. Out top, Maverick Conaway going to give a foul away once again. I'm near the 10-second line in front of the scores bench. Maverick Conaway picks up his second in the ballgame. At the free throw line for Kokomo, number one, Zion Bellamy. First one rims around, falls in. 58-44, 14-point advantage for Kokomo. Second shot, eyes it, slides it, rims around, and falls in. If I'm not mistaken, he's 6-for-6 at the strike tonight. I think he missed one. Shot from the corner. Baseline wouldn't go. Has it kind of way. Rebound. Nate Powell. He goes back up. Gets the bucket. Fouled in the act of shooting. He'll get one more. Nate Powell at the free throw line. Shane Spear plays the whole game. and in the fourth quarter with 25 seconds left, picked up his first foul in the ballgame. So 25.1 left. Bounce pass to Nate Powell. Three-point play opportunity for Nate Powell. He's shooting a good ball. Rims around, falls in. Rims around, hits the board, hits the front of the rim, and falls in. 59-47. Steal in the backcourt. Credit to steal to Maverick Conaway. Free throw line shot. Jump shot good for Jackson Money. 15 seconds left. 10-point advantage for Kokomo. They get it into Hardeman. They get it to Bellamy. Crossing the timeline, he'll be fouled right here by Jackson Money. Jackson Money fouls him. 8.2 left. Jackson Money going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. At the free throw line, Zion Bellamy. He'll eye the first. Fly it, and it's good. Double bonus. Zion Bellamy, just a freshman. 5'8". Averages 5.9 a game. He's got more than his average at the free throw line tonight. Trying to steal a basketball, Reese Beard. He knocks it out of bounds off of his leg. Pretty close to getting the steal done right there. They toss it back into Grady Carpenter. 5 seconds left. Crossing the timeline. Out top, 3 points out on the way. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Conaway, it's in the hand. Final buzzer sounds. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Kokomo Wildcats. 61, Tipton Blue Devils, 49. A good ball game. You cannot hang your head on this one. Tipton, Kokomo, synonymous to play each other. They did play a couple of years ago. Last year, probably COVID-shortened schedule. But tell you what, we thank you for tuning in. And we thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank the wonderful facility. Right here, the Kokomo Memorial Gym, Kokomo, Indiana. We'll remind you that the Tipton Blue Devils' next ball game going to happen next Friday. It'll be at Hamilton Heights. It'll be an East Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. That game will start 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. And Putney in Sports will be there. That's on the 28th, next Friday. We'll mention the Kokomo Wildcats. They'll be home next Friday, the 28th. They will host the Lafayette Jet Broncos. Again, we thank our halftime guest, Hamilton Heights girls basketball coach, Keegan Cherry, doing a wonderful job at Hamilton Heights, working in year number 6 for the Lady Huskies. And we talked also with his daughter, Hadley Cherry. She's a sophomore on the ball team, wears number 24. Again, we thank you for listening. We're going to bow out of here. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.